Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
And welcome back for hour number two. Hey, just a quick reminder. We have 4 hours every Saturday here on Leading Edge Medicine. 2 hours right here on 770 KTTH. And then, and we go till 10 o'clock, 8 to 10. And then from 10 to noon, we're on another station. To find us, just go to our website, lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. And at the top right of the page, push the podcast button and it will list out for you all 4 hours, where we are, the times, the stations, that kind of stuff. And the other good thing is when you hear something that you think, oh my golly, that was so interesting, my Uncle Ned needs to hear that, or my wife, my husband, my next door neighbor, my coworker. Well, when you go to that podcast button, You can go back and listen to every hour for, I think we go back like almost a year. I mean, a long time. So you hear something today, you can listen to it again. We usually get it up there by around noon or late Monday. So, lmclinic.com, podcast button, and follow us all the way till noon every Saturday. And with me, I've been looking forward to this for over a year. Well, longer than that, because we've been talking about Northwest Face for, I think, 10, 12, 13 years. I guess since you came
been
along.
Here 10 years,
You've been here 10 years.
Right.
And your husband works with Dr. Allegra.
Right.
And again, if you just tuned in, I have Dr. Ludwig Allegra from Northwest Face. And they are the premier. You've probably been told this 100 times, but clearly Northwest Face is sort of the premier quality facility. And we refer to them just about every week here, certainly every other week.
Ludwig, don't you have two clinics?
No, we're consolidated now at our Carillon Point office facility. So,
I see.
Lovely facility. We're right on the lake, and it's very private, very quiet.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you had one over on the other side of the lake for a while, but
we did for a while, but we've really consolidated to the east side.
Yeah, everybody.
I'd get out of Seattle too, by the way.
Yeah. Well, there's some good reasons. Yeah. We're all smiling here. Seattle, really?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, we're gone.
My 8-year-old, we talked to her a while back about, hey, it's a sunny afternoon. Should we grab the bus and ride over to Seattle? And she said, oh, we get to go see the crazy people. Okay. Out of the mouths of babes. I didn't know she was talking about the people that ran the place. You know, I thought she was talking about the street people.
Yes,
but when you describe the crazies, I think you're talking about the mayor and the city council.
No, without question. Without question. Well, this is kind of fun because we've asked Dr. Allegra to come here because we don't normally talk about plastic surgery. But can you give us just a brief list of all the things you do? I went to your website earlier today before the show started. Boy, you do some wonderful work there.
Right. Well, there's many things we do address, and all of them to try to make people feel and look great.
Yeah.
Relative to facial areas, there's some procedures that we have performed and actually virtually pioneered over the years, one being an endoscopic brow lift, a very, very interesting procedure where one of the changes that happens probably very early on and sometimes quite genetically mediated, it can happen quite early in life, is the general descent of the whole brow area. So as the brow starts to come down, the eyes now start to look heavy, more tired, more fatigued.
Okay.
Sometimes take on a sadder look or sometimes an angry look. And it's the first thing we see. When we look at someone, the first thing you see is their eyes. And we know in an instant, oh, they're in their 20s, their 50s, their 60s, or they're, you know, why are you sad? Why are you angry? Why are you tired?
Sure.
And so the bottom line is if we can in fact change that, restore the position of the brow, it is an amazing change in what happens. This is a procedure where we simply shift the position without removing any tissue whatsoever. We don't cut anything away. We simply very gently shift the position to where it was and where it should be. Everything then comes out sort of in the wash. People who think they have a heavy upper lids, in most cases, it's actually the brow that has come down.
Yeah.
It's not the upper lids that have grown. Many surgeons will simply try to trim that away, and maybe it looks a little bit better. However, it doesn't really solve the fundamental issue. Far better to restore things to their very natural position.
I have a question about that. Most people worry about scars, but in this procedure, there's really no scars, right?
There's no scars at all. Yeah. This is a procedure where we're making small little incisions behind the hairline that provide access only. And then with an endoscope, video camera attached, and working off a monitor, we very, very gently release the tissues, allowing them to go back to their very youthful and normal position. We secure them in that position, and that is it. And it is forever. It is literally a permanent procedure.
No kidding.
Stealth as all heck. You know, someone looking at a given individual, you know, a couple of weeks later cannot tell that anything has been done at all. It is a procedure with very, very minimal downtime, and it is a brightening, restoring procedure that has a spectacular satisfaction rate. It simply looks good. People look at you and say, boy, you look good. I cannot put a finger on what it is.
Yeah.
So that's one
That's what you want. Honestly,
yeah, that's right.
Honestly, it's that skepticism. It's that fear of looking at some of those movie stars.
Looking like half of L.A. We don't do that.
Yes, it scares people.
Yeah, for sure.
The whole concept, and this is why you're here, by the way.
Because some people are prone to, you know, side effects from surgery, especially scarring. And on the face, they're worried that any procedure might leave telltale signs, right?
Very much so.
Like in the old days, there you could tell from if somebody had something done.
Yeah, and even with the eyes, with the lower lids, if people have, say, very baggy fullness, there are many techniques where an external incision is made in order to address that. That carries with it a lot of potential negatives, including changing the shape of the eye or pulling the lower lid down, making the eye look a little rounder, or getting what we call scleral show. I mean, somewhat technical, but we take a very different approach. We actually work from inside the lid, make a tiny little access to where the fatty pad excess is. We tease out the little fatty pad excess, and that is it. No stitches, no nothing. In some cases, virtually no bruising, and again, a permanent, very successful procedure. You know, when it comes to the lower face and neck, that is a facelift procedure, sort of misnamed. A facelift is really a neck jowl lift, where we're addressing the jawline, the neck itself, the mid face, and trying to achieve good support. Again, speaking to not having it look like that half of LA with distorted vectors of force that are pulling the corners of the mouth up, that's exactly what you don't want to have happen.
Yeah.
So we do this by strong support of all of the underpinning tissues. So you get very strong support of the neck, mid-face, jawline, and then the skin tissue is very, very gently tailored, if you will, with a very, very fine incision that in most individuals virtually disappears, even in one or 2 weeks can be relatively hard to find.
So I'm sort of out there on the edge kind of a guy, and my wife said, well, during a break, ask him if he can help your bags.
Very much so.
And so
you want it done during the break?
Yeah. No.
Really?
So I'm
the guy's good, but that's a little, you know, you're asking.
Listen,
a lot.
I'm 71 for those that don't know that. And I don't think I look horrible, but I do know that, boy, over the last 10 years or so, I've got these bags. And so I do a lot of stuff on camera and what have you. Okay. And I have to wear my glasses, because if I don't wear my glasses, I look like a raccoon, and the glasses kind of hide it, and I look better.
Yeah, it's called pseudo herniation of the periorbital fat, to be very specific. And so what that is that the normal fat around the eyes is held in by a structure known as the orbital septum. If that structure weakens, it allows the natural fat to start to pooch out. And when it pooches out, it gives you those baggy fullnesses under the eyes. Add to it ambient overhead lighting, and it casts a nice little shadow.
Like this lighting here.
You got it. And I'm looking right at it.
And in studios and on camera,
So the beauty of this technique is that all we do is very, very gently remove the little excess fat, and then everything goes right back to normal. And even what looks like should be a lot of loose excess skin tends to surprisingly tighten right up. And so it makes it an incredibly safe procedure. There is virtually no risk whatsoever to the lid itself, dry eye problems, et cetera. You are fine in literally 1 or 2 days. I mean, I had it done myself 20 years ago, one of my colleagues did, and I was back to work 2 days later. Virtually no bruising at all.
And if your skin did sag and stay there, we can use a little Pelave and tighten up the skin.
Or radio frequency tightening.
At Bella Medica.
That's right.
He does the surgery, we do the skin tightening. It works out.
Many options.
So this is easily done then.
Very, very easily done. Procedures of this nature, say the lower lids is literally a 15-minute procedure.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely. If it's only limited to, say, the lower lids, it is literally 15 minutes with a brief anesthetic, and one is up and about the next day, drive the next day. In some cases, we get essentially no bruising or swelling whatsoever.
Well, so I think Vicky is listening. Well, no. I'm virtually, if my wife is listening right now, it will be.
She's calling the office and leaving
a
message. Get my husband in on Monday.
Oh my golly!
As we also talked about earlier, then beyond the face, some of the body things we're doing are. This is an area where you talk about people feeling better. Breast reduction, okay?
Yes, that's a biggie.
You want to talk about procedures that are way up high in patient satisfaction rate? Breast reduction is just about at the top of that.
Why? Why?
I think you can sort of figure this one out.
Okay.
Someone with very, very heavy breasts.
Yeah.
And then the clothing and the brassiere that is needed to support all the heavy tissues, the hunching over the shoulders, the notching, the back pain that comes from that, and also just clothing doesn't fit well. Nothing fits well. So my patients who with breast reduction, I think to a person are just tickle pink. I mean, this is one of those procedures hard not to love. And this is also something that's done incredibly gently. It takes time as a surgery because there's a lot of tailoring that takes place. However, it's all very, very gentle with relatively quick and easy recovery. So that's one of the other great procedures. Similarly, the tummies. Patients who have had, say, major weight loss, or of course with pregnancies, and then end up with very loose skin that's hanging, and then they can get a lot of irritation and get clothing very difficult to fit in many cases.
Get a little yeast infections in the folds.
Yeah.
Openness,
yeah.
Yes. And then as part of it, many of these individuals have a diastasis rectus, recti situation where there's been literally a splaying of the abdominal wall musculature that's letting the tummy just bulge out as part of it. And so, you know, procedures, the tummy tuck procedure where we address all of that, remove all the excess tissues, and then also really tighten all of the tissues underneath and create a flat, tight, and nice tummy. Again, one of those procedures that individuals just love. Hard not.
Interesting. Basically. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go to a break just a minute or two early, but we've got a couple of lines open right now. Maybe this isn't the kind of topic that people are going to want to call in on. Maybe, maybe not. But if you do have a question for Dr. Allegra, or again, anything for Dr. Mixon or Dr. Umat, now is the perfect time to call us at 800-465-8770. These are fascinating. This is really fascinating. If you have a question, I have more questions I would imagine our listeners do. I mean, you call yourself Northwest Face for a good reason. I am assuming that most of what you do is associated with the face. Maybe, maybe not. We'll get an answer to that. But if you have a question, you call right now. We'll get you on, I promise. You need to do that. Call us at 800-465-8770. If you already know you need to call, their number is 206-525-2525. Northwest Face, 206-525-2525. Or you can see them online at nwface.com. More with Dr. Allegra when we come back. All right, welcome back, everybody. 18 minutes past the hour, and we are fortunate enough to have Dr. Ludwig Allegra with Northwest Face with us today. And let me just say, I just got a text from a friend of mine who's been listening to the show, and he says, your guest has a great radio voice, which you do, Ludwig. And then he goes on to say, also very calm and reassuring. He's definitely going to get business based on his participation in the show today. Well, I'm hoping, folks, that you go to Northwest Face, not because of his voice. You want to go. I mean, that's nice. Hey, that's nice. He's got a nice voice. You want to go because they are the people that you can trust, that do it the right way. So it's a good idea to give them a call, and their number is 206-525-2525. I would point out, I did this morning. I went to nwface.com and holy cow, I am so impressed with your website. Very impressed. You have all the different categories. You have before and after pictures. In, I think, every category, right?
We do. We've spent a lot of effort on the website, and we've also done some recent, pretty interesting enhancements. We've just added an interesting feature, which is a price calculator. It's a way of an individual looking at different areas of the body, clicking on them, and then actually being able to compile a list of, you know, what sort of their wish list is of different areas that they want to address, and then actually come up with some initial estimates. So they have some idea of where things may be in terms of cost for the procedures. You know, we do try to be extremely cost effective, and I do my very best to offer the best services for the very best pricing, but this is a feature to allow more information.
I think over the last 4 or 5 years, I've asked several people, many people actually, what they thought once they went there. Every one of them is absolutely, they don't just say, oh, it was wonderful. They exude, they go overboard, they say such wonderful things. And I almost always have asked, do you think it was very expensive? Because I've never had anything.
Plastic surgery has a reputation of being expensive.
Yes. Oh, I will never, you know, that's for the rich. And they've all said, oh, yeah, no, it was surprisingly inexpensive or very practical or reasonable. And I'm very happy, very happy. So
I'll tell you the thing that makes me most impressed is that this is the only cosmetic surgery place I know. You can actually go on the website and see the prices.
Mm-hmm. We think that's very important. We want to be transparent about everything we do. And actually, we're trying right now to institute that on our medical side as well. There are some challenges in terms of how we can do this and make it transparent to folks. But I think it's very important for people to understand what is the cost of healthcare. I mean, it's the only service in the country that you have no idea what you're getting into, and you have to buy it before you know what it's going to cost you. Obviously from the cosmetic side, we can be very precise, and we try to be very, very transparent with folks so that they know exactly what is involved.
So let's, just for a second, the various divisions, because I know what you do, or I'm learning about what you do, but Dr. Umat Sunil,
right,
that is with Northwest Face, he's ear, nose, and throat.
Yes, ear, nose, and throat. And so we also, of course, specialize in head and neck and sinus-related disorders. We treat individuals with chronic sinus problems, facial pain, pressure, et cetera. Very, very common problems that often are very frustrating, not treated well in the community, quite frankly. And we can offer very simple and incredibly effective solutions. And also addressing the whole sleep apnea scenario. We're one of the few folks around that truly diagnose the problem, not just say, okay, here's a test, you've got a problem, we're just going to give you a machine and patch on the back, and that's good. We actually try to analyze and look and see what is actually going on, and then, what are the simple things we might do that can perhaps mitigate, improve, or perhaps entirely resolve the problem. So my partner, Dr. Sunil Umat, is a true expert in that, and so that's the other major division of our practice. So
I will also say equally, because I guess because of the relationship here with Samira, is people really like Sunil.
Sunil's fantastic.
I mean, he's just a friendly guy.
Well, both Samir and Sunil are just spectacular partners,
yeah,
if you will.
So. That's great. Let me give the number again if you want to make an appointment at Northwest Face, 206-525-2525. Check things out at nwface.com. The before and after pictures will blow you away. They'll blow you away. But you can also, you can make an appointment online too, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have we have not only appointments, we do have a live chat and texting of almost 24 hours a day. So we're able to answer specific questions specifically.
So back to one of my specific questions, for what you do. You call yourself Northwest Face. Is the face the primary thing that you do?
Well, it's shortened to Northwest Face. Actually, Northwest Face and Body. There is the little
body
that's after it.
Oh, but my fault.
Northwest Face, rumbles off the tongue very easily.
Okay.
But Northwest Face and Body becomes just a little more run on. But it is. We specialize in face and body. And, some other very interesting things that we offer that very few individuals do, mostly utilized in body imaging and understanding individuals, again, mostly for breast-related issues, who are coming in for, say, aesthetic augmentation or who have ptosis, heaviness, and need a lift or reduction. We do some incredibly advanced 3D imaging that is able to show an individual directly in real time what various options actually will look like with startling accuracy. So we can render a 3D high-resolution model where we can take an individual, image them, and then say put an implant in and say, well, what does that look like? A spouse and individual can both look at it and say, I like that. That looks good. You know, a little less, a little more, a little higher, a little lower. It allows for, it takes a lot of uncertainty out. I think a lot of individuals coming in for particularly breast surgery, really are quite fearful. Oh my gosh, you know, what am I going to look like? Is that going to achieve my goal? And this is the best way that there is to truly identify what does one want to achieve, how is it really going to look, and it takes so much of the uncertainty out of it. I have so many patients who come from all over the state that after looking at this, they say, you know something, I feel really good about that. I feel that I could make a really good choice.
You know, you're talking about an area that I have met very few women in my 73 years who like their breast. The girls with big breasts want smaller breasts. The girls with small breasts want bigger breasts. I mean, the girls that have medium-sized breasts want them to be a different shape.
Right.
I mean, women's self-image with their breasts is really kind of... And Asian girls tend to have smaller breasts.
Correct.
And some of these girls, they're basically... It's a nipple on a flat chest.
Mm-hmm. You know? Correct.
And these girls seem to want to have the great big breasts. You know, I want a D cup sort, and they're going to look awful. And so I love the fact that you've got the imaging, and you can say, okay, if we put this size here, here's what you're going to look like. If you put this size, here's what. Because I've known several young women who started with very, very small breasts, went to the giant economy size, and really regretted it. Because the implant is so large that the surgical pocket is a monster for her size. And so the recovery is much slower, much more miserable, and then it doesn't look anywhere near natural.
That's absolutely correct. You know, and that's exactly the point, because you have a small Asian individual who's maybe, 5'1" and has looked on the internet and says, you know, oh my gosh, you know, 400 cc implants are what I want. And said, you understand that it's what fits well for you, what looks good for you, and how do you really decide that? It's very difficult. It's hard to, you know, put a little baggie with rice in a bra. You know, that's old techniques, or you know, kind of put an implant into a bra and say, oh, what does that look like? Very, very inaccurate. With the imaging, we can really see what it looks like. And of course, someone with that preconceived notion, well, my girlfriend had 350 cc implants, that's what I want.
Yeah, but girlfriend is 5'7".
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So this allows us to be very precise. And what's great is that we have essentially no one who, after a year or so, comes back and says, oh my gosh, you know, too big or too small, you know. But you're actually right, Jerry. It's what looks good to the individual. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, good support is what feels good. What women don't like is heavy pendulous breasts that, you know, or even if not that big, but just pendulous, which just lose the youthful fullness.
Well, yeah. And when you say pendulous, my initial thought is large. But, you know, many women start with a generous B, a small C cup. They have a baby or two.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And now the breast has deflated. The amount of skin is the same. The amount of breast has gone away. And there basically is now just kind of hanging loose on the chest.
That's correct.
Filling that back up to an appropriate size would be critically important.
Very much so. But those individuals very often do need a lift, because what happens is that if you simply try to augment and put an implant in someone who is ptotic, and there's very specific grades of ptosis, and you judge it by the location of the nipple compared to where the inframammary fold is, but there's some technicalities. But if you simply try to put an implant in, it does not look good. It's not a pretty sight. The rock and a sock phenomenon, but it's not a good thing. But so what happens is that with pregnancies and changes for many women, the breasts become heavy and hangy, but also you lose upper pole volume. So you lose the upper pole roundness and fullness. And that's what individuals really want to achieve. So often combining a lift with a judicious implant, you have very nice, well-positioned breasts that are now comfortable, look great, and feel good.
Yeah. I love that you can show them before the procedure what it will look like afterwards.
Because that's the problem I've seen through the years. Too many women go get an implant, and it doesn't look the way they had envisioned.
It has to look totally natural. Yeah. Cannot tell that anything is there. That is the goal, and that's what we achieve.
Northwest Face and Body. That's right. Here's their phone number, 206-525-2525. 206-525-2525, or go online at nwface.com. Take a look at the before and after. Again, it's just so well done. And you can also make an appointment at nwface.com, or you can do that at 206-525-2525. Tom from Tukwila wants to know, and we'll answer this, or you will, Dr. Allegra, wants to know if plastic surgery can help de-age the back of your hand, as it can be a sign of age, obviously. So we'll answer that when we get back. We've got him for another 10, 12, 15 minutes, so don't go far. Any questions, call us at 800-465-8770. Minutes before the hour, you're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and for the very first time, and Jerry, this is the first time in 20 years, I can't believe it, we're having an expert, a specialist.
In cosmetic surgery.
In cosmetic surgery. I'm not sure why we've waited so long.
We've had ophthalmologists.
Everyone under the sun.
Gynecologists and everything. Yeah, but this is our first time we had a plastic surgeon in the office.
And this is so, so good. Just real quickly, I want to remind everybody, we're actually got a message, a little reminder about the free health analysis appointments available at Longevity. If you didn't hear me last week, we sort of made this big announcement because we've had this unbelievable shortage. We felt bad about it, but Longevity has been growing and growing. We're expanding. We need more employees, by the way. I mentioned that for those of you interested in several positions, from receptionist, medical assistant, even a doctor or two, we are now looking because we are growing. Business is fabulous, and that's very encouraging. So if you're interested in employment, yes, check us out. And at HR@longevitymedicalclinic.com. HR@longevitymedicalclinic.com. But the big announcement last week was we were able to shift and to make more of the free health analysis appointments. Yes, you get the two free tests, and we're also giving you the incentive of $100 of free longevity supplements or the two fitness books and the fitness band. So your choice, the supplements or the fitness books and the bands. Quite exciting there. But the really good news is we have like 15 or so appointments in each of our three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. I haven't been able to say that for almost maybe forever. And those are through the middle of October. So if you go now to lmclinic.com, you just click on the button to make an appointment, and you've got a good selection right now. So I encourage you to do that, lmclinic.com. Or you can call us on Monday at 866-86-YOUNG. All right, with us again is Dr. Allegra from Northwest Face and Body. And the question that came in, didn't want to go on the air, but the question that came in is wants to know if you can help de-age the back of your hand. Is that something that can be done?
Okay. There's one of the tough ones.
Okay.
The hands, yes, the hands are really an issue because the real problem is losing some of the fatty tissue, and then you're starting to see, instead of a smooth hand, having a more aged look. And also photoaging is significant. Mm-hmm. A lot of sun damage.
Yeah.
This is something that surgically, honestly, you really can't do very much about. However, this is where some injections of fillers do help. They can be quite effective. And there are some very gentle treatments that fall more into the dermatological kind of sphere, where IPL or intense pulse light, perhaps pulse dye lasers can have some role to play. These are just generally difficult areas.
Yeah.
There are some things, though, that can be done systemically. Mm-hmm. For instance, progesterone creams make the skin a bit thicker more elastic. And so, you know, if for people that we have put on progesterone creams, applying it to the backs of the hands, to the face, to the neck, will fill in some of the fine lines and will thicken the skin out a little bit more so that it doesn't look as paper tissue thin. Mm-hmm. In the olden days, when we used to be able to use growth hormone also gave people thicker, more elastic skin, but we can't do that in Washington State anymore. You know, 47 states you can. For some reason, Washington State thinks federal law is different here than it is in the rest of the country. I'm not quite sure why. But so there are some things that can be done.
That's right.
And the spots, the so-called age spots, those can be removed, you know, with the fractional lasers.
Our IPL.
And the IPLs.
At Bella Medica, we do address that.
Yeah.
And also with the fillers, as you said.
Yeah. Exactly.
But the reality is, you know, time and gravity eventually have their way no matter what we do.
But, you know, the thing is, the point is that people pay attention to the face, but they forget about the hands.
But the hands show.
The hands will give you away. Mm-hmm. So you got to address those as well. Mm-hmm. So, yes, protect them from sun damage for sure. Use your sunblock on your hands.
And if you're on a progesterone cream,
consider
the backs of your hands and the early part of your forearms as part of your application site.
Yeah, it helps for sure. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's jump. You had mentioned, Dr. Allegra, sleep apnea, which, of course, Sunil, you met, deals with. But let's go to Kim in Chehalis, who has a question, I believe, about sleep apnea. Kim, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, my question was if Dr. Allegra has heard of the Inspire appliance as an alternative to a CPAP, and if he had an opinion on it.
Yes, I have. It's my own feeling is that it may be something applicable for a certain subset of individuals. However, it is, number one, an incredibly expensive procedure. Even though it may be covered by insurance, you do have to think about this. And also, it's a device that is being used to, again, try to correct some anatomical problems that may be more simply addressed in other fashions. The bottom line is that I really feel that anyone who has obstructive apnea of any consequence really merits a thorough analysis of exactly where the problem is. It's not just a diagnosis. You know, you have sleep apnea, therefore you have treatment A, B, or C, and that's how you treat it. It has to be, in fact, very custom tailored to the individual. You know, just like the plumbing system of your house, you know, a plumber comes in and you don't know whether it's at the sink drain or whether it's at a drainage pipe on the outside. Diagnose that first before you decide what you're going to address. So what we do, what Dr. Umat does to a great extent these days, a very detailed analysis, really scoring from the tip of the nose to the back of the throat, understand where the problem is, and then what are the solutions. Solutions that we've used incredibly successfully, very easy, simple RF ablative techniques where commonly the base of tongue may be collapsing lower in the throat, and that's, in fact, what the Inspire is trying to correct. By simply debulking that tissue very gently with virtually no recovery whatsoever, we often have dramatic success on a permanent basis, i.e. fix the problem if it's fixable, and in most cases it is, rather than go to a device.
Okay. And I was reading that, so my take on it, the Inspire appliance is more like a pacemaker for your tongue.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. It's basically timing to your breath, and it's on the hypoglossal nerve, and it's basically causing a contracture, which then, you know, it's trying to pull the tongue muscle, away from the back of the throat. And again, that may be effective in some individuals, but, number one, it's in surgically implanting this device has its own issues, having to maintain and continue with this on a permanent basis. On the other hand, an individual who may have this problem, we can, in some cases, in 8 minutes flat, with a gentle anesthetic and no recovery whatsoever, resolve the problem, and it's a done deal at incredibly minimal dollars.
Yeah, is that the somnoplasty that you're talking about?
That would be RF ablative therapy of the tongue base. Now, again, that's a specific therapy if you, in fact, have that problem. Okay, the key is diagnosing that that's where it is in you.
That's always the key, isn't it?
Statistically, that is very common. People with bad apnea, it is more likely than not to be at the tongue base. And we've had great success with, something that's gentle, it has virtually no risk at all associated with it. And it's one of those, what do you have to lose? You know, basically treat it. Chances are you'll be significantly better from one treatment alone. And then reanalyze it and determine if other therapy is indicated. But, it makes sense to me to simply, if you can get rid of the problem fairly easily, why not?
Mm-hmm. And that would be done with a sleep study, right?
Well, you start, of course, with an analysis, a sleep study, and then a very careful in-office assessment. We do a brief flexible endoscopy with a little little lighted instrument that can look and really see where things are really problematic. And it starts with that analysis, basically.
Yeah, let me jump in here for a second. A sleep study just says whether or not your oxygen levels are dropping in the night, and how often, how far. That tells you whether or not you've got a problem. But what they do with the diagnostics is, as he's describing, put a scope through the nose into the upper airway, work their way down, look at everything, and see where it's narrow, and see where things are sagging. Once you identify where the problem is, then you can intervene right there at that spot. So it's a lot more than the sleep study. The sleep study says, yes, there's a problem or there's not. This says, where is the problem and what are we going to do to fix it? Okay?
All right. Hey, thank you very much. Very informative. Thank you.
Okay,
have a good day.
That, if that doesn't illustrate why you should call Northwest Face and Body, I don't know what would do the job. That illustrates the importance of quality and diagnostics first before you just start jumping in one direction.
And it's what I have told people on this show for 20-some years. First diagnosis, then therapy. Mm-hmm. If you don't know precisely what you're treating, the chances of treating it well are really bad.
So correct. So, Dr. Allegra, thank you so much for being here today. We've had you for a full hour. This has been great. I predict you'll be back. This has just been wonderful. Folks, if you want the best, if you want to call, here's the number, 206-525-2525. That's 206-525-2525. Check out the before and after pictures. It's so fascinating at nwface.com. nwface.com. You'll be very, very pleased if you do that. Again, Dr. Allegra, thank you much. And when we're back, we'll start taking some more calls. Don't go far. Dr. Allegra, and I've just heard from my wife, and I'm going to be making a phone call, I understand. I have no option. But I want
to.
Well, you do.
You can get your eyes fixed or sleep on the couch.
I mean. Anyway, boy, I'm glad he came in today. That was really fascinating. There's so many things that can be done. It is so fulfilling to hear from our patients at Longevity, like mm-hmm. we talked about,
yeah.
when they say they are feeling and functioning better now than they did 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. We have patients all the time on the air say 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it, not us. Well, the same is true. There are things that can be done at Northwest Face and body that are just simply amazing. And so we encourage you. I mean, Dr. Allegra, he's just the nicest guy. He's got a reputation worldwide. And so give him a call. Here's their number again, 206-525-2525. Or go online at nwface.com, nwface.com. And again, you make an appointment online if you want to do it that way, and see all those before and after pictures. It's for real, folks. It is for real. Let us go to Ken in Gig Harbor. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for your program. I have heard you refer various doctors for various things, such as Michael Gilbert for vision, Dan Nielsen for pain management, mm-hmm. Ryan McKay for dental. Can you refer a good cardiologist?
Yes, we can.
He may not be happy with us.
That's right.
If we do,
he is so busy that it's a little hard to get into him now. But it's a Dr. Reuben Maiden. Reuben Maiden, and he's over here at Totem Lake,
Evergreen
Hospital, and he is the cardiologist that that Pete went to when he
saved
had
my
problems.
Life, literally.
Yep. We've sent many people to him. Mm-hmm. Reuben is a great guy. He's a sweetheart of a person, but he is one of the most up-to-date cardiologists I know. He is, by training and profession, a procedural cardiologist. That is, he can go in and put stents and do all the fancy invasive stuff. But he's unique in the sense that he would rather not start putting stuff into your heart if he doesn't have to. He's looking for ways to reverse the damage as much as possible and to control things in the least invasive, most natural way he can do that will interfere with your life the least. So, you know, that attitude impresses me a lot.
Yeah.
Well, and he also ranks just very, very high. He's the most sought after cardiologist at Evergreen. Let's just put it that way. And I think for good reason. The really good news, I told you this, I think, if you remember, Jerry and Dr. Umet, Dr. Maiden will be here next Saturday.
That's right.
Good.
That's right.
Next Saturday. Oh, it's been over a year. They have not, it's been over a year, but he'll be back next Saturday. So, I'm hoping Dr. Maiden is not listening right now, but I'm going to give you the phone number for him. It's 425-899-0555. Now, Reuben told me about 2 weeks ago that he's got like a 5, 6, 7 week waiting list.
Wow.
But if you want to get on the list, get on the list.
Well, the other thing is he's going to be here on our show next
That's
week.
Right.
So you can call and talk to him while he's right here.
That's it.
That's a way to jump to the head of the line.
Yeah.
Well, at least with a question or two. So there you go. Dr. Reuben Maiden, M-A-I-D-A-N. And the practice phone number is 425-899-0555. All right?
Okay.
So there you go.
How come you said you didn't? I mean, you were hoping wasn't listening.
Well, because he doesn't want us to promote him.
Yeah.
He's willing to come on the air.
Busy, yeah.
And it's just that he's so freaking busy.
He doesn't need the referrals.
He does not need to do any marketing. So he basically says, you know, let's not make a big deal out of it.
He said, come on. He will come on. He'll answer questions for our people. And he does accept our referrals.
Of course.
If we identify somebody in our clinic that really needs help, he'll make room for them.
Well, the truth is that happens a lot from longevity.
Yeah. You know, I mean, because all our doctors love working with him, when we come across a cardiology problem, he's where we send them.
But also he understands what we're trying to achieve with our hormone replacement programs and how we're trying to improve cardiovascular health. And he understands the physiology. And then he's able to enhance that cardiovascular function with what he does without really jeopardizing or contradicting or, you know.
Getting in the way of what we're trying to do.
And he will say this when he's here. He refers to us constantly, yes, just like we refer to him.
Yeah. Yeah. He recognizes that what we do generally improves cardiovascular health and function. And so it's not unusual for us to get referrals from Dr. Maiden, and we certainly send them to him. So.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll make sure I'm listening next week.
All right.
All right. Take care, sir.
Yep. I do have one quick question.
Doctor, yes.
Do you have a time? I had a question for Dr. Allegra. I hear the term plastic surgery. What is plastic?
Well, Dr. Allegra just left, but let me see if I can fill that out. In a medical phrase, plastic means malleable. It means it can be changed. It can be moved and reshaped. So the term most doctors use now is cosmetic surgery, in cosmesis, to make things look better. Plastic surgery just means they can change the shape of things. That's where the term comes from.
So it's kind of outmoded now?
Yeah, it's
most people use cosmetic.
Yeah, that's right. Most of us that grew up, you know, decades ago, we learned about plastic surgeons. Now most surgeons refer to themselves as cosmetic surgeons.
But if you look at somebody like Nancy Pelosi, 80-year-old with facial skin as tight as a snare drum.
Yes, kind of and facial muscles that don't move because she's using way too much Botox. Yeah, Botox fillers and you know, facelifts. She's probably on her fifth or sixth one from the looks of her. So, all right.
So there you go, Ken. Thank you for your call. And that opens up a line, but no, I shouldn't be telling you that because we're off the air here in about 3 minutes. So
we don't have a lot of room.
We don't have a lot of room for that. But I do want to remind everybody that for the next 2 hours from 10 to noon, we're on another station. If you want to follow us, you just simply go to our webpage, lmclinic.com. Push the podcast button on the top right of the page, and it'll list out for you where we are for all 4 hours every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. until noon. 2 hours right here, 8 to 10 on KTTH, and then another 2 hours, and you can find us at lmclinic.com. And then just another reminder, we're just happy for the second week in a row now to announce that we've figured out from a staffing point of view and what have you, how to make enough of the free health analysis appointments available, at least for now. Through the middle of October, we have about 15 appointments available in each of our three clinics. And as I said last week, this is the first time we've been able to say that for ages, maybe over a year. So if you would like one of the free health analysis appointments, where you get the two free tests, the blood test, and then also the special in-body test, those two tests will just do an awful lot in helping us determine what some of your basic health risks are. Well, you can do that. And we're also making it super tempting for you because we're offering you your choice of one of two free gifts. The first would be $100 of free longevity supplements, and we have 30 or so to choose from, just about anything you might want, $100 of free supplements, or your choice of our two fitness books, which we have written, and the fitness bands, a wonderful combination for in-home exercising and what have you, staying fit or getting fit. So your choice, the two free tests, or your choice from those two gifts, $100 of supplements or the fitness books and the fitness bands. To make your appointment, you just simply go to lmclinic.com. First come, first serve. The best selection is right now for obvious reasons. So the sooner you go to lmclinic.com, the better. We hope you will do that. And if you'd rather call, you call us at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. And if you would like more information about non-invasive aesthetic services, listen to this wonderful person right here, Dr. Newman, on Beautiful You, right here on KTGH, this afternoon,